At the sound of the tone, it's the Raspberry Show! It's the Raspberry Show with Phil Austin, Dick Paul, Ed Rush, and Rich Schulenberg, and tonight's musical guests, the War Babies. Tonight's story, The Mystery Planet. Once upon a time, in early September of 1922, two Japanese astronomers, Buster Yakushima and Galileo Birnbaum, working late in their simple observatory on Chewing Gum Lane in a modest Tokyo slum, made a startling discovery.
Oh, look!
Good cleef!
Oh, hoary cow! A mystery planet, sighted through a homemade telescope with a lens fashioned from an old Coke bottle bottom. The planet seems to be moving towards Earth at an incredible speed.
Lushing towards us with a speed of light.
Impending doom is certain, if not eventual. A mystery planet, cleverly disguised with moons and stars painted all over the front. Obviously an ingenious device to catch mankind unaware.
Oh, we must cross the shining water and inform President Harding.
Bunzo!
Some 40 years later, we find two elderly Japanese astronomers painfully making their way across the south lawn of the White House, up to the steps, onto the portico. They knock at the great door with the impressive plastic branding iron knocker.
Howdy, boys. I bet you boys all come the way from Japan just to howdy and shake with the old president.
Oh, click! Take us to President Harding.
Well, boys, you don't live here no more. Nope. I reckon I'm the closest thing we got to President Harding.
Hey, boys,
let's talk this over my office.
Two hours later, at the White House gate.
Thank you, boys, for what you done. And to show my appreciation, here's a piece of barbecue hog jowl and three cheap plastic ballpoint pens.
Oh, made in Japan.
For nights on end, lights burn in the corridors of power in Washington, D.C., until finally the president calls a special emergency meeting of his cabinet.
Boys, you gotta keep them lights off.
But your presidency, what about the deadly planet?
Well, Bucky Naugahyde will handle that.
Yes, Bucky Naugahyde, the president's ace troubleshooter.
Gentlemen, I present Bucky Naugahyde. To meet up with Buck and boys, I'd like you to meet up with Buck. Oh, Buck, and knock it off.
Minutes later, in a supermarket.
Look, it's a shop.
No, it's a store.
No, it's a bank.
No, it's a supermarket.
Minutes later, in a supermarket parking lot in downtown Ohio, the secret rocket launching pad is being made ready.
Hurry up, boys, and nail that tar paper to the cockpit so we can blast off for the mystery planet.
Great mother of pearl. I wouldn't send a kid up in a crate like that.
Hey, you guys, who said you could use my arms creates to build that stupid rocket?
Max Schreck?
Ah! Alarm, alarm!
Hubba, hubba!
Confusion, excitement!
Yes, go, look out, watch!
Yes, sports fans, Max Schreck. World's most invidious purveyor of wicked villainry and sundry malevolence, a black-hearted rogue tricky to the corpse. Mac has been hiding out in anticipation of the rocket launching. He is cleverly disguised as a shopping cart.
It wasn't easy, let me tell you.
Now is the moment of truth, for the great adventure approaches. Max materializes briefly, And then, in the confusion, sneaks into the rocket itself. Max speaks.
Now just east my way into this 2x4 in the left wing. There, now I'll be undetected until...
Boy, was that scary. Well, I guess he's gone and I can be off.
But I can't shake the feeling that I'll hear from that awful man again.
Well, fellas, are we ready?
And Bucky, as you blast off to glory and renown, I'm gonna personally christen your ship, the General Winfield Scott.
Space in the mystery planet. Well, I see it's time to jettison the second stage orange crate and cut my rockets. There. Well, I guess I'd better report back to the president. Gosh, I wish the telephone company would have risked a telephone on the General Winfield Scott. But I guess I'll have to make do with this tin can and string to call Washington. Well, at least it rings. Hello? You don't say. You don't say. You don't say.
Who was that?
He didn't say.
Oh, God in heaven.
Say, who was that?
Oh, holy Moses, I really don't know.
It sounds like a voice from the left wing. Is anyone in there? Anyone in there in the left wing?
Of course not. Don't be silly.
Phew. What's that? Great gobs of green things. A whole pirate ship under full sail, out here in outer space, with a whole symphony orchestra on the deck and two baritones and a soprano on the poop. And they're pulling alongside the General Winfield Scott. Boy, they never told me to expect something like this.
Where's the swan? Who's the captain? This pile of junk. Yo-ho, yo-ho, yo-ho.
Across the wide Missouri.
Who in the name of Neptune are you, boy?
I'm Bucky Naugahyde, and I represent Mother Buttermilk in the U.S. Marine Corps.
You don't say. How'd you do? How'd you do?
And who are you, sir?
I'm a captain of the Flying Backlash. And we sail off the edge of the world in 1456. We've been macarooned out in space here ever since.
That's maroon.
No, they're sort of brown, really. Crispy thing with bumps on the top. Well, see you around, Bucky boy. Full speed ahead and get them more gas in those doubloons.
Yo, ho, 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 yo, ho, 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 yo, ho, 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 yo.
Boy, that was sure some adventure. Well, off to the land of Nod.
Now turn the page. And now, back aboard the General Winfield Scott, somewhere in outer space, en route to the mystery planet, Bucky is still in the arms of Morpheus.
In the arms of who?
Bucky is still fast asleep.
Oh.
As something mysterious stirs in the woodwork.
Bucky is asleep, and the time is ripe for my escape from this pile of junk and make my way to the mystery planet ahead of this ridiculous expedition and work my wicked will. I hope I can walk in space with these high-top tennis shoes. Here we go.
Yes?
Message for Garcia.
He isn't here. Well, I'd better get back to flying the General Winfield Scott. Great green gophers. A mystery planet hard by starboard. That's not a planet at all, but a super gigantic tennis ball. Well, I'd better get the president on the can. on the tele... on the intercom... on the... hello?
Now, Bucky, I'm a busy man. Say what you gotta say and say it fast.
Well, sir, I'm approaching the mysterious planet, and sure enough, it's all painted dark blue with silver moons and stars all over, but only on one side.
You mean...
Yes, sir. It's not a planet at all, but a giant, huge, monster, super gigantic tennis ball.
A tennis ball?
Yes, sir. And across the unpainted side, it says double duty in super gigantic letters. And I'm going to land the ship in the center of the second O in duty.
There's only one O in duty.
Yes, sir. We're coming in, willy, nilly or not, Mother Buttermilk and the U.S. Marine Corps!
Bucky boy. Either something awful's happened or the string on the can broke. Bucky boy, say something.
Mother, Buttermilk and the U.S. Marine Corps.
Hot dog, what do you see, Bucky baby?
Buzz.
Buzz?
Waist high.
Well, they just must be little fellas. Just kick them around.
No, sir. This is a tennis ball, and it's covered with tennis ball fuzz.
Oh?
I'm coming to some kind of a clearing, and I hear some funny voices. But the string is getting tangled up in the fuzz, so I'll call you back.
Now, just a doggone me.
Gosh, what an adventure. I'll just part these icky fuzz fronds. Good gravy. An Irish scrub woman with a black shawl and high-top tennis shoes. What are you cleaning up, ma'am?
Faith und Bigorra. I'm cleaning up their mess.
Whose mess?
You'll find out.
Honey, although I've never been to Ireland or even on a giant tennis ball, that voice sounds devilish familiar.
Sure, and grab a broom, Buster. Here they come again.
My name is Bucky.
Who cares, Buster? If you want to live to tell the tale, grab a broom, because here they come.
And sure enough, through the fuzz frond slithers an awful, creepy jelly monster.
Ugh!
Hi, I'm an awful, creepy jelly monster. We're the indigenous inhabitants of this gigantic tennis ball.
Yes, the awful creepy jelly monsters have always lived on the giant tennis ball because it is, in fact, filled with peanut butter, that most vital of all resources in the continuing battle to protect the American way of life. The awful creepy jelly monsters protect the great peanut butter valve hidden somewhere in the fuzz, but have now been drawn into the clearing by the strange visitor. Although the awful creepy jelly monsters are lovable, they seem repulsive because of their awful habit of dividing like amoeba. Every few seconds, each awful creepy jelly monster becomes two, and each of these two immediately become two more. They are repulsive because of their terrible habit of getting on your socks.
Divide and conquer! That's our motto!
Phew, this sweeping back the awful creepy jelly monsters sure wears a fellow out.
Keep them back, Bucky boy. If they get on your socks, it's really awful. Yucky, poopoo, yucky.
What's this tin can for?
Boy, I forgot all about that. That tin can, awful creepy jelly monsters, or monster, is for talking back to the president.
Who talks back to the president?
No, nobody talks back to the president, sir.
You doggone betcha, Bucky.
I'm giving the can to the awful creepy jelly monsters so you can talk to them personally and reason with them. Mr. President, may I present the chief of the awful creepy jelly monsters?
Hello, Jellybird.
Reasoning together with the awful creepy jelly monsters proves to be useless, and the president relays his conversation to Congress, causing a flurry of speculation on the floor of the Senate.
I hear the awful creepy jelly monsters
gets inside you and rummage about your body, and God knows what they all do.
Speculation rises in Washington. Debates rage over the vast deposits of untapped peanut butter and what to do with it, little realizing that Max Schreck, repository of perfidy and enemy of right thinking, has other plans. Unbeknownst to Bucky, the Irish scrub woman on the giant tennis ball is, in reality, Max Schreck, done up in a cunning disguise. As the wicked Schreck busies our Bucky with sweeping back the awful creepy jelly monsters, he slithers off to gloat among the fuzz fronds, to gloat over his hideous plan.
If Bucky Naugahyde only knew my perfidious plan, if the world only knew what I had in store for it, this giant tennis ball is aimed at Muncie, Indiana. The unfluoridated Mora heartland of America. And when it hits, the entire western hemisphere will be engulfed in peanut butter. And all the creepy jelly monsters, think of it, peanut butter in their ears. And all the creepy jelly monsters on their socks. Mayhem in the streets. Cities and streets are washed with peanut butter. Peanut butter is a multitudinous seed in carnivine, making the green one brown.
Whatever that means, it spells doom for Muncie, Indiana.
And what? Bucky Naugahyde? What are you doing in my interior monologue?
Zowie, I'd better get back to the president on the can. Get the president on the hello?
Leaping ladybugs, is that you, Bucky?
Yes, sir, and do I have an earful for you? Well, I just overheard the Irish scrub woman, who is in reality Max Schreck. Wicked personality.
Meanwhile, back in the corridors of power in Washington.
We've exhausted every idea, gentlemen. How do we cope with Max Schreck and these awful, creepy jelly monsters and bring home the peanut butter? The last resort is, and I shudder to think it, the Strategic Poetry Center and its invincible commander, the poet laureate of the United States, Major W. Somerset Chickenberg.
W. Somerset Chickenberg?
Yes. W. Somerset Chickenberg, feared and revered, the awful power concentrated in the hands of the poet laureate of the United States, combined with the megalomania of this human powerhouse of the bureaucracy. Chickenberg commands the mighty Strategic Poetry Center, buried 2 miles beneath the flagstone floor of the New Mexico desert. Gigantic atomic-powered steam turbines drive the mighty poetry machines, and gangs of sweating workers shovel and pump the poetry into endless vaults. At the center of this beehive of activity, on an olive-drab throne, presiding over the console that controls the intricate machines, is the awesome visage of the poet laureate.
Did you check the readings on the mother poetry vat today, Marcel? Those pressure valves have been leaking into the patriotic hogwash troughs.
Yes, sir!
Better thin it down with a little chicken soup. Come in.
In the St. Vincent's Chickenberg, USMC old president accounted for, sir.
What's in your mouth, sis?
A top secret message from the president,
well,
sir.
Let's have it. Yuck. Great bags of sentiment. This means war. Galvanize the Strategic Poetry Command, Marcel. We're in business at last.
Now hear this.
Men, we're on back in the ball game. You're all on red alert. So follow those instructions that we all committed to memory so many years ago. Arm the poetry. We're in business.
As the combined forces of the Strategic Poetry Command are being mobilized to thwart Max Schreck and his awful, creepy jelly monsters, Bucky Naugahyde.
Message for Garcia.
He isn't here. Bucky Naugahyde is racing against time and the awful, creepy jelly monsters, zigzagging across the giant tennis ball.
Boy, is this ever terrible. I can just keep them off my socks.
Aim for his socks, me pretties! Aim for his socks!
Hello?
Bucky, this is Major W. Somerset Chickenberg at the Strategic Poetry Center somewhere under New Mexico.
Yes, Major. I'm in an awful fix, sir.
Bucky, on your belt, there's a big chromium nozzle about 4 feet long and about 1.5 feet in diameter. You probably noticed it there.
Yes. Yes, sir, I have.
Well, Bucky lad, that's part of this country's most awesome weapon. We had hoped that we would never have to use it, but at last we have a chance. When you plug your tin can and string into the nozzle, it will squirt poetry all over the tennis ball and wash off all those awful creepy jelly monsters and their perfidious Matt Shrek. The poetry will just dribble out at first, but after that, watch out! We're going to give them all we've got. Ready, Bucky?
Yes, sir.
Aim low, Bucky. Aim low.
Mother, buttermilk, and the U.S. Marine Corps!
Only God can make a tree.
In the blending room of the mighty United States Strategic Poetry Center, 2 miles beneath the New Mexico desert, W. Somerset Chickenberg personally takes charge.
That boy's up there all by himself against tremendous odds. So we have to give him everything we've got. Open the iambic pentameter valve. Full force.
Chief, I can't hold the sluice gates on the 4th of July oratory vaults much longer.
Let her rip! Marcel, don't open the bung on the mother poems tank yet. We'll tear the selectomatic blenders apart.
I've got to, Chief. We'll blow all the gaskets on the shielding and engulf ourselves!
Heaven forbid!
There it goes! Here goes some patriotism!
Pull the levers, man!
Meanwhile, back on the giant tennis ball hurtling toward Earth...
Well, I hope I can hold on to this nozzle just a little while longer.
I may be down, but we're not out!
Well, that's what you think! Take that! Well, now I'll just single Major Chickenberg in. There. The hose is turned off, and the awful, creepy jelly monsters and Max Shrek are swept off into space.
Bucky, you done us proud today.
Well, thank you, sir, but the tennis ball is all covered with poetry, and you know what that can be like.
Oh, yes, Buck, I do. But that is exactly what's going to save Munsa, Indiana.
Poetry?
Yes, boy. Now the tennis ball is so resilient that when it hits the Rutherford B. Hayes Monument outside Munsa, it'll bounce. The second bounce will be in Fargo, North Dakota. And then into the Gulf of Mexico.
Rutherford B. Hayes?
Now, Bucky, hang on to that peanut butter valve and don't let go. You're coming in, boy!
Mother! Buttermilk! The U.S.
A hero's welcome greets our Bucky Naugahyde. And on the floor of the United States Senate.
I wish. I wish that it were the first day of spring when the peony and the zinnian and the rhododendron. In any case,
We are gathered here today to honor Buckaroo Naugahyde, this brave lad of whom our beloved poet laureate, W. Somerset Chickenberg, a fine gentleman and a scholar, I might add, has written, Bucky Save the Day for the U.S. and A. Bucky has brought home the bacon, or as I might say, the peanut butter. A whole huge tennis ball full, which is now resting off the shore of that great Lone Star State. Oh, Texas. I take this auspicious occasion to officially declare this bounty to be offshore peanut butter. My friends, remember, peanut butter is the mortar which holds together the bricks of democracy.
My name's Garcia. Are there any messages for me?
Well, your mother called, your agent called. We also...
Tonight, Ed Rush played the Japanese scientist, Edna St. Vincent Chickenberg, and various jelly monsters. Bucky Naugahyde was played by Richard Schulenberg, and the President, Max Schreck, W. Somerset Chickenberg, the Senator, and the Pirate Captain were played by Dick Paul. Music by the War Babies, technical direction by Richard Guy. Written and produced by Phil Austin, Richard Schulenberg, and Ed Rush. The Raspberry Show has been a production of Worldwide Schreck. Your announcer has been Phil Austin.